Chapter 21. A son born to Abraham, Isaac named, bondwoman cast out, covenant with Abimelech. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken by the mouth of his angels. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which the angels of God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare unto him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, he being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abram was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God has made me to rejoice, and also all that know me will rejoice with me. And she said unto Abraham, Who would have said that Sarah should have given children suck? For I was barren, but the Lord promised, and I have borne unto Abraham a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And the day that Isaac was weaned, Abraham made a great feast. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which Hagar had borne unto Abraham, mocking, and she was troubled. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son Isaac. And this thing was very grievous unto Abraham because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah has said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave unto Hagar, and she took the child, and he sent her away. And she departed, and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And it came to pass that the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs, and she went and sat her down over against the child a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, Let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against the child, and lifted up her voice, and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of the Lord called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he lieth. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make of him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, he and his mother. And he took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at the time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear unto me here, that by the help of God thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but that according to the kindness that I have shown unto thee, thou shalt do unto me, and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, Thou didst not tell me, and I know not who hath done this thing, neither yet have I heard that it was done until this day. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What wilt thou do with these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take at my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. And because they swear, both of them, wherefore he called that place Beersheba. And thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his hosts, rose up, and they planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, and they returned unto the land of the Philistines. And Abraham worshipped the everlasting God, and sojourned in the land of the Philistines many days.